We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. Via Normally Normal, that's who we are. You can follow us on Twitter at normally_norm for all of your Probably Sounds Awful podcast needs. I'm a person talking currently, and the name of that person is me, Josh Patton. You can find me individually on Twitter at Patton_Josh. Yep, that's me.
I vote for new intro, that being the new intro to every episode.
Yeah. And if you follow this podcast, which you probably don't, but if you do, the fact that I am starting this off means that, one, Leo is not at the table with us this time around, and two, odds are that this sounds real bad.
Yeah, but this episode's going to be bad.
I think I've set everything up accordingly. I don't think I missed anything. I think this will actually sound similar to previous episodes and not pure hot Chinatown garbage.
Yeah. That last one was hard to listen to.
Yeah. Even our dedicated fans, like, I don't know. So I think I got it right. I think it's the first time that this will be my third time setting up the audio equipment for the podcast by myself. And I think this might be the first time where I did everything correct and didn't miss a step.
Yeah.
It's always one thing I miss both times. Last time, or the very first time we did it, I set everything up. And then I just didn't plug the soundboard into the computer. And then last time I set everything up, plugged the soundboard into the computer, but then I didn't switch the audio input source to be the soundboard.
Right,
so it was still just the computer audio both times.
Hey, here's hoping that this time everything works and we don't completely waste a third afternoon.
I hope so. Yeah. Hey, there's another person talking right now. Who's that?
That person is me. I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm one of your other hosts of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast that you can find at normallynormal.com. I am 32.
Ooh.
And I'm a Libra.
Is that your age or your waist size?
I'm a 31 waist, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I recently overcame my waist size.
Oh, nice.
I was always under it. Now I'm 32. I'm more than...
I'm a 32-32 pants.
Nice. Okay, yeah. I do 31-32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have approximately the same length legs,
yeah,
which is nice to
know. But I'm 31 years old, so I haven't hit my waist age.
Oh, right. Hey, coming up.
Golden age.
Pretty soon. Isn't your birthday like in a couple months?
Yeah, it's literally like a month after yours.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a month and a few days.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I said like literally.
That's true.
So that means like roughly literally.
Yeah. Which is the perfect phrase to use in any situation.
It's roughly, specifically, exactly. It's almost exactly. It's like 50%, 100% that.
Right.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. Brian says he's got a whole bunch of topics. The big thing, which we are not going to cover in this
episode. We are not going to talk about this, but we're going to tease you about it.
Yeah, we're going to do a little tease.
Ooh, this is like let's do a trailer for next week's episode.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Next time on Probably Sounds Awful, episode 46.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, my God. We had the craziest time in Chicago. We were all three in Chicago. What was it like?
We haven't been in Chicago together for 6 years. Things are the same. Things are different, but it's all fun.
We saw people we hadn't seen in over 6 years. We partied like we had needed to catch up for 6 years, but only in 5 days' time to do it.
We packed way too much drinking into those 5 days. Like, literally terrible amounts of beer. It was awful.
We almost died. Can't wait to go into further detail.
Next week on the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Oh, man. Are you guys pumped for that? I am.
Pretty good movie soundtrack noise.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so we will cover that next time because we want all three of us to be here because we were all three there. So we not only have different experiences but can also help each other remember what some of those experiences that we shared were.
I'm going to need some memory jogging for sure.
Yeah, it was a beautiful debauchery.
Oh, my God. Wonderful, lovely chaos.
Sweet, sweet, blissful, crazy destructiveness.
Unforgettable catastrophe.
But that's enough for that for right now. But what we can talk about is, because the three of us went to Chicago, Leo and I came back on the same flight. Brian kept going with his vacationness, and he had a post-Chicago trip straight to
North Carolina.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that one coming at all. Nobody would have guessed North Carolina.
No one ever guesses North Carolina.
If you would have guessed North Carolina, email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com to tell us, holy shit, I was going to guess North Carolina.
And if you were going to guess literally anything else, email us and tell us what you would have guessed.
Yeah, please email us, everybody.
Come on. We got to get some emails.
Come on.
Speaking of that, while you talk about your North Carolina trip, I'm going to check our emails, see if we have any.
Cool. Well, after Chicago, I flew to Asheville, North Carolina. To hang out with two friends that we did see in Chicago, Joe and Lisa. They live just outside the city, and they own a brewery, and it was their one-year anniversary of their brewery. And it was really awesome.
Sweet.
It was another 6 days of drinking and smoking every night. It was unbelievable.
You are almost completely dead.
I can't believe I'm not a dead person. But I came back here, and I'm alive.
Looks like all of our emails are spam. Got one from... Rajasthan Agro Industries. The subject is that's it. A reply to anything, I guess. Just re. Not even the colon after, just lowercase r.
There's not even a colon.
No, re. And then the body, the only body of the email just says, I have a deal to discuss with you.
Ooh, we got to write that guy back.
No punctuation at the end, so.
We got to write that guy back.
I'll reply right now. Yeah. What is this deal? I'm intrigued.
Let's discuss.
I love deals. So I'm writing, what is this deal?
Oh, you are going to reply. Okay.
Yeah. Is it a good deal? We love a good deal. Color us intrigued. So it's kind of an email.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought about leaving off a period at the end, just like this person did, but I can't.
It's too hard.
Have bad.
Yeah.
Grammar.
To actually. So did you capitalize and everything in the right place? Okay.
I have to.
Yeah.
So send.
Love it. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for the email, and we hope that this deal turns out to be really beneficial for both parties.
Yeah. I hope it's a please wife.
All right. Well. Good email check. That was email updates. And as usual.
Oh, I know something I could talk about. I think I have a good amount for another James Corner at some point in this episode.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that.
I'll have to check because I had a crazy conversation with him and Leo had a crazy conversation, but Leo sent me screenshots of
the conversation.
Because you and I were going to try, I think, to do a podcast right before we went to Chicago.
Yes.
Wasn't able to work out time-wise. So I was going to talk about this then, and so I have it.
Awesome.
I just remembered that.
Do you want to give us a little teaser for it, a little trailer?
Yeah. I don't even
just don't give too much away, but we just want to tease.
Let me just look and see if I can find it real quick, just so I can see like what it is we even talked about.
Yeah.
Just so I give like a...
Or maybe you could give one line from it that is just like, you know, makes you want to hear more.
Let's see... This was one standalone line that I wish I had followed up to, but I didn't because it was probably one of the most romantic things I've ever heard. Just he sent this to me on a Saturday night, just says, out of nowhere, come to the pool, look at the moon.
Oh, my God.
But like I was at work, I think, and so I didn't respond. I forgot. And so then the next time we talked, it was about something else. But I wanted it to be like, James, thank you so much for your romantic invite.
Come to the pool and look at the moon. What a sweet man.
Yeah.
Hoping that one of his tenants will come down and watch with him.
Sweet, sweet James. So yeah, we'll have a James Corner later on in this.
I'm looking
this
forward
episode.
To it. Great teaser, by the way, for James Corner.
Yeah. Come to the pool. Look at moon.
Did we say that this is episode 45 on the air?
I don't know if we said it on the air. I said it in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is episode... When we did the teaser...
Hey, no, as long as you said it in your heart, we're fine.
Yeah. My cold black heart.
Yeah, everybody can feel it.
Yeah. Well, we did say on the teaser for next week's episode that was episode 46.
So people could assume that this is episode,
quick math.
A lot of people can't. A lot of people are, you know.
Some people could still be on the calculators trying to figure out what episode this is.
Yeah.
Like not even looking at the title of this episode as they clicked play on it. They're just like, so if next week is 46, where's my calculator?
Where's my calculator?
So Brian, you said you had a butt ton of topics.
I have so many. Well, real quick, let me just finish the Asheville thing.
Oh, yeah.
Went to their one-year anniversary party. It was super... Everybody in the town, like I told you before the podcast started, seems to like really be a really awesome person who loves Joe and Lisa and all that they do for like, you know, animals and making great beer. Everybody was talking about how much they love the brewery and how it was like the best part of the whole town. And it was like I was a very proud friend.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
So everyone in North Carolina is a raging alcoholic and the best thing they got going is beer.
Right. Exactly. Sweet. I think you understood and read between the lines exactly correctly.
Yeah. Like they are inhibiting all of the town.
Oh, yeah.
Like they had all been sober until they moved in a year ago with their brewery.
Right.
And they were just like, yes.
Let's get fucked up.
And save some animals.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a win-win.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. And thank you for the summary. Yeah. And yeah, it was cool, man. It was great. Good times. Live music. Good people.
Saw a picture of you chilling in a hot tub watching Game of Thrones.
Lots of hot tubbing. We decided to watch the last episode of Game of Thrones because it was so good and we are all fans.
Sweet.
And then we had drinks in the hot tub. It was very nice.
Man, that sounds cool. Wish I could have gone.
I missed you guys. Thought about you and figured that you'd be having a good time if you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Although you got to eat vegan.
Really?
I mean, you don't have to, but, you know, out of respect.
But they all do?
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't, like, when no one's looking, just, like, kill one of those pigs and eat bacon?
I mean, it would be, like, a whole process. I've, like, somewhere between the slaughter and, like, trying to sneak the bacon into their house to cook it in the oven or on a pan, they'd probably figure it out.
I just kill the pig and then just shove the whole thing in the oven.
They do have a pig. His name's Ollie, and he's so cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, just kill Ollie.
He's really heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try to pick him up.
But I could ride him.
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. He has a strong spine.
I tested it.
Yeah, it was really cool. Aside from the joke about the pig slaughter just now, they really are wonderful people, and they like inspire me to be better and spread more love. They're awesome.
That's really great.
So that was good, and now I have more topics. I guess the most appropriate thing to follow that up with is London's going to open a blowjob cafe.
Yep. I mean, I can't see anywhere else to go from that topic to this new one.
Yeah. I'm really good at transitions.
Yeah. So blowjob cafe, huh?
Blowjob cafe. I read about it.
Who gives them? The baristas?
They're separate people. There are baristas who will serve you coffee, and there are blowjob ladies that will blow your J.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have to get both?
I don't think so. I bet there's a discount if you get a cup of coffee. Or a discount if you get the blowjob.
What if you go in just for coffee?
I think you can.
Do they find that weird? They're like, oh, well, you're kind of missing the whole point of this cafe?
I mean, what if you were like super jonesing for a coffee and that was the only place, like, and you would like go get a cup of coffee, so maybe they're just doing that.
Maybe.
And then maybe while they're in there, they actually probably like it if you just go in for a cup of coffee because then they get to work to like persuade you to get a blowjob.
Yeah.
Not that it's that much persuasion.
So primarily just guys are going in there for coffee? Like, do they do anything for girls?
The article mentioned nothing about cunnilingus.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah. Well, women are always getting screwed.
Yeah.
We all know that.
They should make one for them.
Yeah. Maybe we should open one.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah. All you need is men and like money to open a business and everything. And probably like some permission from the city to do something like that.
Nah, I bet if you just had like a sign, that's all you need.
Just one sign?
Yeah.
Just me, you, and a sign, and that's it.
Yep. Like a lemonade stand.
Right. Let's do a lemonade stand for eating vagina.
I see no issues with this.
Well, guys, we are about to be upon quite a mission, and I think we're going to succeed.
Yeah. Man, Sanctuary Brewing is going to be like, wish we had their business model.
Right.
We are eating their dust currently. They just took right off. All of Los Angeles just be like, this is the best part of the town.
This is insane.
Like, everyone's going to love us.
Yeah. And it's going to like definitely negatively affect Sanctuary Brewing.
People from North Carolina are going to be moving to California because they hear about our stand.
Right. Mostly women will probably come.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yeah.
If we're doing our job right.
Right. Yeah, so we'll see. I thought it was interesting. It's $65 for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or 65 pounds, maybe.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
What if you are done in five?
Nah, it's 15-minute minimum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even if you're done in like 1 or 2 minutes normally, like if you ask all your ex-girlfriends how long it takes and they remember.
What if it takes 16 minutes?
16?
Yeah.
As soon as you pass 15, you got to give them another 35 pounds for another 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least it's not in a whole another 15 minutes.
No, it does go in 5-minute increments after that.
Smart, according
to the article.
Good business plan.
Yeah. Well, we're going to follow it.
Yeah.
I got more topics.
No way.
Swear to God.
Go for it.
How about this one? In Ohio, at Xavier University.
Whoa, that's a cool place.
Yeah. Awesome name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ohio.
Yeah.
Always love the name of that state.
Yeah.
Reminds me
of comic books.
Yeah, right. There is the, I think, first ever in America, pizza ATM.
What?
Yeah. Real thing. They exist already in, like,
yeah, somewhere like I've else. Yeah, I've seen them, like, in Asia or Europe or something like that.
Right, like, or, like, Africa or, like Australia.
Antarctica.
Yeah. Like, South America.
Yeah, I think I've seen them in maybe all those other
countries. Yeah. And it is, I think it's 8 minutes. The cost to cook the pizza.
Okay.
You like use a digital thing to choose what, it's just one size, and choose like what toppings you want or whatever, and then it's like a super hot oven in there, so it cooks pretty quick.
Could you also make a deposit at this ATM?
A deposit of pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to make a withdrawal. I'm actually here to deposit some extra pizza I got.
Right. Yeah, I guess I would have to reread the article. I'm not sure, I don't remember. I just want, like, if that pizza was, like, decent quality and not too expensive, that you could put them everywhere and whoever did that would be so rich.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of pizza that would be ordered. There would have to be a maintenance guy there to refill it with cheese and meat products and everything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I want one, like, on my building.
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe it just has, like, a direct line to a pizza shop, so it never has to be refilled. Like, they can just shoot it up.
Oh, like the when you, like, make a deposit at the bank, like the tubes.
Yeah, and it shoots up to you.
Except, like, long tubes.
Right, super long tubes, yeah.
All right, I think we found our next business model. Yep. I feel like we already can improve upon this ATM.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, a way for pizza to be delivered right to you.
That's something we've been missing our entire lives.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's a dream that we can accomplish.
Leo ordered pizza the other day, and it had been a while. Obviously, we've been out of town. And
it's been a while
since I've had some za. And you struck up a little conversation with the delivery person.
Sure.
Like, oh, hey, how you been? A long time. How the kids?
Yeah. How are the kids?
Yeah, they missed us.
Man, I'm doing so well. I'm a pizza delivery driver.
Yeah, it's true. All I eat are leftover crusts.
Yeah. Although some crusts, there's some good crust out there.
Yeah. Especially if you get like Papa John's, you get that dipping sauce.
Oh, not Papa John's. Come on.
Come on, you got the garlic.
Come on.
Garlic. What's your favorite like main pizza chain of the big three?
I think Pequod's. Oh, wait, of the big three?
Yeah.
Man, maybe Giordano's, even though Gino's makes more sense based on what I just said.
Oh, I meant like the big three chains, like a Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Oh, got it. I guess I would say Chicago Pizza.
Okay, interesting. I'd say there's one little mom and pop place. It was like down the street from where I grew up. Like of the big three, that's gotta be them.
Well, I like hardly ever ate Papa John's, so I don't even really remember what it's like.
Oh, okay.
So it really would just be between Pizza Hut and Domino's. And I guess I would just say Domino's just because we used to, I don't know, eat that.
Yeah,
shit
that was
all the
go-to in Chicago for sure.
Yeah. 5 for $5 deal. It was amazing.
Yeah, you get lots of pizza.
We had so much pizza in our house at all times.
Yeah, it was pretty great and also really bad for us.
That was disgusting.
But I have no regrets.
No, it was perfect. No regrets, man.
No regrets.
I ate a lot of pizza when I was in Chicago, though, without you.
When?
No, I'm just kidding. Mostly with you. No, but I just ate at Peace and I forgot that Peace is pretty great.
Yeah, I'm in love with pizza.
Yeah, you're in love with... I want to talk about this because I knew you would love it, because you're in love with pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We should go to Xavier University in Ohio. It's just so
Ohio.
Nice to say. And order some pizza.
Yeah. You have to have a pizza debit card?
I think so, yeah.
Pizza pen?
Yeah, you gotta have a pizza pen.
And people are like...
Pizza pen.
Oh, man, I got robbed at the ATM last night. Oh, man, how much did I get? Three slices. Wait, what?
That would really suck, man. Getting held up at the pizza ATM.
Oh, man. You gotta stand there for 8 minutes
right.
at gunpoint.
Right.
Waiting.
I actually did have some really good vegan pizza in North Carolina. Potato pizza, vegan cheese. It was delicious.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did it taste like pizza or taste like something else? Just in the shape of a pizza.
I mean, it didn't taste like a cheese pizza from Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potato pizza, huh?
Yeah. It was real yummy.
There's a vegan place down the street from us.
Cruiser.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
A few times. It's all right.
It's Dees. Yeah.
It's Ent.
That's cool.
What's your next topic?
Great one.
We're really good at transitioning today.
This is one of my favorite topics because it just seems like an ideal situation.
Ooh.
All right. So this kid, 17-year-old kid, high school, gets, seduced by his female teacher.
Ooh, how old is she?
I don't know, late 20s or something.
67.
You know. 67 years old.
50 years his senior.
Was seduced by her, and they had a sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are the best kind.
They're such good relationships. There's just so much sex, you know? So he's banging his teacher. He's banging his hot teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good situation already, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you were 17, you got seduced by a hot young 20s, you know, math teacher or whatever.
Pretty sweet.
In my case, French teacher.
What's happened for you?
Yeah, personal story, totally different.
Oh, okay,
we'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
Not important.
Yeah, mine was my math teacher, but he was a guy.
Yeah. Well, he sounds sweet.
He was young.
Good listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good smile.
He just seems so powerful.
Yeah.
And then they've like found out about it.
Who found out?
The authorities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the authorities. I know.
Man, just stay
the worst.
Out of my life.
Fuck the cops, man. And then there was a lawsuit.
Who sued?
The parents.
Yep.
It's always the parents, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking
parents. Yeah,
parents.
It's like, parents just don't understand.
You're like, you have no chill, okay?
Yeah.
Just like, leave us alone. We're cool.
Let us be us.
Yeah, let us borrow your car.
Yeah. To go to school after hours, bang.
Yeah, we just want to bang, but on school property.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, bad.
Yeah.
And the family got $6 million.
From who?
From
teachers don't make $6 million.
No, from the state.
What?
Yeah, because like if you're suing the school system, so you're suing the state.
Damn.
Or the county, I guess. Maybe it went all the way to the state. I can't remember. I just peruse. I don't deeply read things.
This kid got to bang. And then
got to bang at 17. The shit.
$6 million for it.
Out of his teacher. And then the state was like, you deserve $6 million.
Good job, kid.
Yeah. It just sounds like the best situation ever.
Yeah. Like, there are no repercussions for this kid.
Yeah. It happened, like, in a state where...
Ohio.
God, it's music to my ears when you say it. Or no, it happened in California. Not Southern California, though. But there was something like it had never, nothing like that ever happened in that county or something like that. So they were like really wanted to make a big example out of it. So that's why it was such a big settlement, apparently.
What if like now, like, you know, you or I just go hook up with a teacher? Could we then sue for $6 million?
I'll tell you what, we can certainly try.
Yeah.
We should try a lot.
Call my mom. Like, hey, just so you know, I hooked up with someone. I just found out she's a teacher. Gonna need you to sue.
Please contact the authorities.
Teachers should not be hooking up with anyone.
Yeah, definitely not. They're teachers, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's got to be a good example. If not, $6 million, please.
I'll take $6 million, please.
Oh, give me that sweet, sweet $6 million.
What I would do with $6 million, you know what I mean?
Probably hook up with so many teachers.
So many teachers. Every teacher I could. Man, woman, I don't care.
They
just seem so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They control you.
Right.
They control your destiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Your permanent record.
Fuck yeah.
Who gives a shit about a permanent record? Who's looked at a permanent record
ever? No, right. But like, if you were a guy teacher trying to seduce a female student, you probably would be like, listen, if you don't fuck me, you're never going to go to college, right? Because I would like scare her.
That's one of the best pickup tactics, I feel like. It's threat.
Yeah, threats and yeah.
But seriously, I don't think permanent records are very permanent. Who's ever in your life post school,
yeah,
checked that record?
Yeah, isn't that sort of, I feel like it's not, it's just a phrase, like it's just a thing they say. Yeah. Permanent record.
Yeah,
but like before you're an adult, there's no permanent, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Where's the record, by the way? Is it in the filing cabinet at your high school? Like, yeah. Where's the record?
Yeah, who's got it?
Who's got the record?
Yeah, when they're doing background checks.
Yeah.
Who's following up with this permanent record? Oh, yeah, detention in junior year? Oh, yeah. Boy.
Whoa, mouthed off to the cooking class teacher? Oof.
Can't have this job.
I'm not going to hire him. I'm not going to let you marry my daughter.
I feel like permanent records should play more part in our life for how much they talked it up in school.
Speaking of permanent records,
yeah.
Anything fun that we would find on yours if we found your permanent record?
Yeah, I did some stuff. I don't remember if I told the story or not on the podcast. One year, I think it was my senior year, I was put on student government, and I didn't want to do student government at all.
They didn't let you choose?
They suggested I do it. It was weird. I did some stuff that, like, oh, good for college applications, and I never even applied to college. I was like, why did I even do half?
There's another
crap
list of things that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And it was on the in middle school, it was in the freaking, like, beta club or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we did. Yeah. I just know that like one day a month.
You got an extra picture in the yearbook.
Yeah. One day a month I had to go to school extra early to meet in the cafeteria, and people just talked about the minutes from last month's meeting. Yeah. And then I was like, well, what a dumb position that is. Who cares? Well, at 8:15, we all said we were here. And
that's weird.
8:18, we discussed the previous month's minutes.
Such a weird voice for a teenager. Yeah. Sounds like an old woman.
Yeah, no teachers were banging that one. But, you know, I did stuff like that because I thought, you know, whatever, looked good for future purposes, but none of those purposes ever came to fruition.
Yeah.
But so I was on student government for a hot minute, and we were handing out maps to, it was like freshman parent night or whatever, like, you know, beginning of the year, parents come into the school and learning the layout and stuff like that. And this was like in the evening, and we were handing out maps of the schools to everyone. And I would just, like, as a joke, wrote 5 cents
on
my maps.
You did tell this story.
Okay. Yeah. So then I was selling all the maps, and then parents found out that they were free and got real mad. So I was kicked off student government.
Which is what you wanted anyway.
Yeah, it was great.
It's a perfect situation.
I would say one of the best situations that came from me, like, doing something bad, sort of like this kid getting $6 million, just I didn't get as rich. So my junior year of high school was when they first started doing, like, more, like, entertaining, like, video announcements. And, you know, they actually, like, a little news show. But my best friend, Kevin, he was a senior, so he was in that class. And they would always do, like, funny vignettes and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to do that class next year. And then when I was a senior and was in that class, like the teacher who was teaching it was gone. And so it was someone new, and they just wanted everything to be very serious, like traditional, like just a new show. And, you know, last night the boys' varsity team won the blah, blah, blah. Right. Like that was, they just wanted to be very boring.
Oh,
and
that guy sounds like a douche.
And I was just like, I wanted it to be fun still. Because it was like, you know, everyone looked forward to those announcements because there's always some funny video.
Yeah.
And so that was all gone. And so I was like super like bummed, and you could see it on my face that like I hated doing this because it's not what I wanted to do, and I'm just like reading announcements.
Yeah.
And then one day we had to talk about fire safety, like as an actual thing. Like I actually had to tell people how to like do stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
And I was like, "Are you serious? We're in high school. If anyone doesn't know how to stop, drop, and roll by this point, they deserve to die in a fire." and one of the girls in the news class had one of those. We had one of those. I don't know what class it is, like home ec or something like that. We had like carry around a baby doll.
Oh yeah,
it was an interactive baby doll. Yeah. It was like, I don't know, pretty expensive, and it would cry and stuff like that. There's like different chips you had to like plug into it, like try feeding it, try giving it a night, stuff like that. But you know, the whole point of class is to take it like super, super seriously.
Sure.
And treat this like an actual baby. Blah 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 blah. So I asked her to borrow the baby, and so I could use it as a prop for stop, drop, and roll. And I was like, "If you're on fire," and I was like dancing with the baby.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, "You must stop, drop," and I like slammed the baby on the desk, and it starts crying. I was like, "And then roll," and, like flipping it around, and so like completely disrespecting the whole point of this baby.
Yeah.
And the teacher of the teacher of that class saw that and like freaked out and was like, "I want him out of that class." Like he, you know, he completely like undermined the whole point of this thing. Blah 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 blah.
You piece of shit.
So then I got called into the vice principal's office and we talked about it and she thought it was funny. And I guess the teacher of that class is like known for being like pretty uptight.
Most
people like, you know, she has no sense of humor.
Yeah.
And so like anyone who does, just like, "Okay, Miss So-and-so, you know, we'll look into it."
Right.
And so she's like, "So what can we do?" She's like, "You know, half the teachers thought it was funny. Half the teachers want you off the morning announcements." I was like, "Well, I want off the morning announcements." And she's like, "Well, there's no, you know, this is mid-semester. We can't just like throw you in like another class. Like, you know, what would you want to do?" I was like, "Well, what if we just made a new class that was just a class to make movies?" And so we did. I created our first film class.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
At my high school. And so then that next semester, you know, she's like, I had to do was get 10 students to say they would sign up and do it.
Right.
And I had to get a teacher willing to do it. And so my theater director agreed to teach the class and I got 10 people. And so the second,
that's pretty awesome.
That next semester, you know, we started the very first film class from my school and made some funny videos, and it was exactly what I wanted. So it was like a win-win. So like that teacher thought she got justice because I was off the morning announcements.
Right.
It was sort of like, you know, Brer Rabbit, like, "Oh, don't throw me in the briar patch." Like, "Oh, don't kick me off morning announcements. I love this class." And instead I got to do a class that was way more fun.
Do they give you credit for that? I feel like there should be a plaque at your high school that says like, "This is the class created by Josh Patton."
No, it should be.
Yeah.
Unless like once I graduated, they just abandoned the class. I don't know.
That's true. Interesting.
They literally just have it for a semester just to like keep me happy. And like, "All right, he's gone. Let's get rid of it." But yeah, I don't know. If it's still there, I definitely should get some credit because I started that class. I had to like create it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty great. That'd be like a good story to tell when you are like getting interviewed, like, you know, about like, you know, acting. You can be like, "Oh man, I love it so much. Even when I was in high school, I created a class for it."
I'm like, "Whoa.
Yeah, wow. Look at you. He's loved it forever."
I mean, I'm sure you all know. Just check the permanent record. You guys always checking the permanent record of mine.
That's pretty great.
How about you? Any craziness on your permanent record?
My junior year, I almost got expelled, for me and my buddy, for...
Uh-oh.
We, and by we, I mean mostly, he made a very elaborate smoke bomb.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. It was senior pranks time of the year, and all the seniors do pranks before they leave. And my buddy and I were like, "Fuck that. We can do the best prank. We're just juniors. We'll be awesome." And then, so there were like these high-grade smoke bombs that we ordered online. Uh-huh. They like look like sticks of dynamite. And the amount of smoke in them is fucking insane. And my genius friend Adam figured out a way to remotely light the smoke bombs so that like we, you know, because it was like while people were in school, so we couldn't let somebody see that we did it. So we like took apart an RC car and he used the like electricity that strikes when you are controlling it with the controller to like light this like little flame, and then the flame like reached the wick and then the wick started and then that went off and it was fucking insane.
So you were nowhere near it when it happened.
Right. And there was, I don't know how he figured this out, but there was like this slot. So it was as big as an RC car with two smoke bombs on it. And I was like, that was the bomb.
Pretty great.
Yeah. And God, I always think too, like, what if we did that now? Like, we would be so dead.
Oh yeah.
Like, because this was, you know, 2001, mm-hmm. 2000.
Yeah, okay.
So one of those 2 years.
Pre-9/11.
Yeah, pre-9/11. And so there was like this empty slot in the back of the Coke machine in the Commons in the cafeteria. And so like very early in the morning, we went in and put it in there, like hid it, and then like, you know, went back home and then just went back to school at regular time. And so it was morning, like right before the bell was going to ring, everybody was in the cafeteria, and I had the remote in my backpack, and I was like walking towards it to get close enough to it, but obviously just cool. Being as cool as I could.
Yeah.
And like all you had to do was just like hit the forward button, like as if you were going to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
So hit it, and then like, you know, whatever, decided, and I walked in another direction or whatever, tried to be sneaky, and then all of a sudden they started smoking, and it was like it filled the area with smoke, like dense. It's so much smoke. It was ridiculous. And so everybody, like, you know, they turned the sprinklers didn't go off, but they turned the fire alarm on to get everybody out.
Yeah.
So the whole school was outside waiting for this fucking thing to clear. And then, I don't know, it was like, you know, not only a couple of days later when we got called in separately to the dean's office to be like, yo, was this you guys? And we both said, no, of course not. And they're like, okay. And then like the next day, you know, the next day, they called us back in and said, like, we know that you did it. So if you don't admit it, we're gonna like give you a lie detector test, or like,
whoa,
we definitely know you did it. And we were like, oh shit. And they told us each, we found out later, that the other had already admitted to it.
Oh, yeah.
To fool
classic tactic.
Classic tactic. Worked on me and him. So then we both finally admitted to it, but we never figured out how they found out, like if somebody had seen us in the morning, put it in there, like
security footage.
Right. And then they had said, like, if the sprinklers went off, it would have been, like, this crazy fine because the fire, like, it was, you know, they made it, like, this terrible. Mm. And so they said, you either are expelled or you can, next year, senior year, 2 periods a day for the whole year, like, assist in the, like, special needs room.
Oh, okay.
And at first we were, like, super pissed because we thought that was, like, mean of them to say that a punishment would be to go
to
help them.
Less fortunate people.
Yeah. And, like, we were just trying to get out of it. So
sure.
We took that angle.
Yeah.
And then they didn't care. They were just like, well, you can, these are your options. And so the next year, we both, instead of taking like whatever electives, 2 periods a day, every day, helped in the class. And it was like the most amazing thing that could have come from that. You know, like we did something so dumb. And then we got to, like, for a 17, 18 year old to do that.
Yeah.
When usually, anyway, you know, people don't have that close, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we were like, I don't know, just like learning to help these autistic kids. It was super awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. It turned out to be so beneficial.
Nice. Yeah, I remember in my elementary school, we had like a whole wing of the building that was like for special needs.
Oh, really?
And like it was like a big part of our school. I think we were like known. I think like if you had like a child with disabilities,
you would want them to go to that school.
You would travel further to bring them to our school because we had like such a great like system.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, interesting.
We had one classroom, but we were a small school.
Yeah.
It was very, very cool. Unexpectedly. Of course, you go in and I was like so nervous.
So mad and just like taking out on these kids.
Right.
I don't know what the hell
they knew. Yeah, it ended up being really, really, really cool. And actually, yeah, September of 2001, I was a senior. So it was that year. And the, you know, 9/11 happened at like 8 a.m. or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we every like Monday or I don't know what day it was in the special, in that class, we would like take a walk around the high school, just, you know, to have a little exercise and stuff. So we were outside when everybody was seeing on the news that it was happening. So then we like came back into the high school and we're just like, and everybody was freaking out and we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah. I remember it initially happened when I was in Spanish class. And the good old 9/11, and but like my Spanish teacher wouldn't turn on the news.
Oh, I know.
And so all the other classes are like watching this, and we're just like, she's like, you know, no, we're gonna keep learning Spanish and stuff. And then my next class, then it was like all my other following classes, was just the TV was on all day.
Bendejo.
Adios mio.
Pinche bendejo. Oh my god.
Oh my gatos. Oh my cats.
Well, lo siento to hear about that, man.
Mm-hmm. Gracias.
And that was your Spanish lesson for today. Yeah. Did all the basics. So sometimes good things happen because something bad happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What do you know?
What a story. What a life we live in.
What a world.
What a world. Wish we had that 6 million, though.
Ugh, God. Give me 6 million for just pulling my pranks.
6 million already.
We know it was you who put the smoke bomb, so here's $6 million.
Okay. I did get in. Do you ever have, I assume it would be nationwide, but every like once or twice a year, maybe more, McDonald's would have like 29 cent cheeseburger and 29 cent hamburger, 39 cent cheeseburger day.
That sounds familiar.
Familiar, right? So they would do that every once in a while, and us dumb high school kids would get so jacked about it. So we would go to McDonald's, like through the drive-thru before school.
Yeah.
And get them. And we did that one time, and I was eating the cheeseburger in my first period class, which was cooking. And my teacher was like, you know, what are you doing? You can't eat in here. Like, what, you know. And I was like, what are you talking about? We're in cooking class. Like, all we do all day is deal with food. Like, of course I can eat in here. And so then I got sent to the dean's office. But he was like, who you got sent to, the vice principal, who was like pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that time specifically when I went in, he just like read the note that she had written and just started laughing. And we just like were laughing together. And he was like, come on, Brian. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. He was always so cool.
Nice.
I'm ready for some James.
All right. I guess I'll just read my conversation with him, and then I'll go back and I'll find the screenshots that Leo sent me. This conversation, this came about when we were asking him to give us rides to the airport to go to Chicago.
And you were joking, obviously.
Yeah. Because he had given a neighbor a ride to the airport once.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, attractive young French girl, so.
Interesting.
So I think Leo had like initially asked about a ride because Leo was flying out a few days ahead of time to go to Virginia first. And so saying something like, you know, oh, you'll drive a French girl, we won't drive me, stuff like that. So then I just started a conversation with him saying, Leo said you're giving him a ride to the airport tonight. I fly out Friday morning. Thanks, James. And he goes, Friday morning, you fly to where? I said, Chicago. OMG. You take Lyft and Leo take Uber? I said, you take us both? He says, Leo's depart time, I can tolerate. Outside rush hour. Your flight time? It depends. I can drop him off and go straight to downtown LA. No, not a problem. I can take my wife's car, come back home and switch cars and go to work. I was like, James,
what?
We're 100% kidding. No need to be our chauffeur until we're rich and famous. He says, is there a museum in Chicago where you can see a statue of Abe Lincoln around Chicago? Chicago is your hometown, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care to know Leo's hometown.
What the fuck?
I would have taken him to airport because of your influence for $25. You guys gotten poorer since you moved into 210. I did too.
Oh my God. Every line is the better and better.
Let's see what else. So then that's the end of that conversation. I don't even know what I'm about to read now. I'll just keep going.
Jesus.
So some neighbors or somebody who was moving in or out, there was a whole bunch of like IKEA furniture in our backyard.
Yeah.
It was all just there. It's
the
all
best
assembled.
Furniture, you know?
And so he was just letting us know that there was stuff. He says, Josh, freebies in backyard. Someone's moving. Opportunity. I was like, yeah, we were thinking about taking a bookshelf or two. Who's leaving? 201. He's like, save one for white girl neighbor. Their name's Amanda and Emily. Leo will leave only... I think it's back to the trip again. Leo will leave only for 3 weeks. Stop whining before he... Leo, I think, had texted him saying something about, like, I was crying because he was going to be gone or something like that. So we'll see Leo's conversation in a second.
Man.
So then he's telling me, Leo will leave only for 3 weeks. Stop whining before he ties you up to a chair. Let him go to East Coast. Let him see all the blondes of East Coast to his heart's content. Be kind and let him go to airport. I think he was telling them that like I wouldn't let him go.
Oh, my God.
He's like, in fact, you dial your buddy Lyft for him. You're my buddy Lyft.
Hey, Lyft, I need you to take a ride.
I said, but what if he brings all the East Coast blondes back here? They can't all live with us. Not enough room. Says, true, not enough room. But times are different. Pretty blondes stay East Coast. West Coast, not the best deal generally. Wannabe blondes and wannabe whites, they like to live out here.
Wow.
He can ask them all he wants. They won't come. I said, West Coast women will break your heart before breakfast. East Coast girls want to get married right away. He says, he's lucky if he finds one blonde and convince her to come to his house. It'll take a falling star for that to happen. No wonder he looks for falling stars with his Hubble telescope. Funny, Josh.
What?
Yeah. So that was kind of that conversation.
Holy cow.
He is a trip. So I'm going to try to find, because Leo has sent me some screenshots, so maybe we'll get a little more context now as to what he was hitting me up with about not whining.
We should base a character off of him. I wonder if it'd be funny to everybody or if it's just funny to us. I bet we could make it funny to everybody.
I think so.
He's such a lunatic.
This is his conversation with Leo. Have a wonderful vacation. Thanks. Great time to visit New England. When you go into airport? No, I won't take you there. I just thought what a big trip this would be for you. Hope you find some romance there and hope your wishes come true, including one of them two-story units. We've been waiting for a two-story unit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What the hell?
And I hope no delays with the airline you chose. I have seen people napping on floor at airports. Anyways, see you back in L.A. soon. Maybe you should disconnect battery cable. Josh cannot afford airfare. I know.
I know.
So then Leo says, you know, ha 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 ha. You will take cute women, but not me. I am leaving tonight around 9. He's like, you are so right. Ask Josh for a half price ride to airport. I hate traffic, and I don't have registration for my car because car not ready for smog test, according to OBD2 scan. But I am using a 2017 tab so I can keep going to work. Ha ha ha. What a life. Paycheck to paycheck and needing a catalytic converter at next payday. Anyways, have a good trip. So he's using a forged 2017 tab.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then he just sent Leo a link to California Lottery's website, just calottery.com.
Oh, okay.
In case you want to play the lottery.
Sure.
He says, ask Josh about freebies today, about the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
He says, this is where he says, I can't. Josh and I are in a fight. He doesn't want me to leave. I must, James. I must. And then he says, read the Bible for some wisdom.
Good response.
And then leave and tell him you back in L.A. September. He's taking his trip, too. People who love you waiting to see you. You must leave. I know. Leo's answers are very needed. Josh does love freebies. Tell Josh I must leave. I must. He says, Leo will leave. Oh, okay. He said the same thing to Leo. Say, Leo will leave only for 3 weeks. Stop whining for a chair. And then Leo says, man, it's nice to know you have my back, James. I wish Josh wasn't so mean and did as well. And he says, at least you don't get bored with Spider-Man roommate. You can learn a new game from him, like Pokemon Go or RPG games. So many games out there, but I don't play any of it. Leo says, Josh was walking on the highway playing Pokemon Go. He might be a ghost now. James, long, long ago, I used to play a computer game on CD called Nancy Drew. Back then, I did not know there were a series of books, Nancy Drew Mysteries. People better to be a ghost than to be in... I can't read it. People riding bikes and cars run over them all too often. It's crazy. You would think countryside rural would be safer, but it's actually worse. Crazy world. So I'll buy a stationary bike for now and put a TV screen in front of it. I need to get Netflix. I'm missing out on many, many good shows. I want to watch pretty actresses too. But let the world pass by these days. Depression.
Oh my God, James.
Josh is an angel. Honky tonk angel.
What?
Leo says, Honky Tonk Angel was his high school nickname. He says, OMG, high school nickname? That's perfect. Fabulous. Those words will have to be on his tombstone, too. Leo says, I am trying to be courteous recently, but they talk about our downstairs neighbor who gives the broom to us all the time. Yeah. Leo says, I'm trying to be courteous recently, but it seems she has an issue with any noise. Just tell her to come speak with me. I will show her my setup. Oh, because she says everything we do is too loud. And he's going to show her that. You know, we use headphones and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, good idea, Leo. Good idea. I keep that suggestion in mind. I'll drag her by her hair to your door.
Oh, my God, James, no. Oh, God.
Good trip, Leo. Finally get the break to go to New England. Fantastic. And good luck trying to find your new spouse, LOL. Know that you are lucky to be born handsome and lucky to be a white guy, too. Your neighbor Emily works at a tanning salon. Natural sunlight is best. Don't be afraid of skin cancer. I got so many suntan many years ago. Beaches of Hawaii, massive ocean swimming, and countless hours suntan. Look at me today. No sign of suntan. And I never use suntan lotion. Leo says, you look great. You went to Hawaii? Jealous. Know that you are planning to go to Lake Tahoe for Labor Day. First time in my life, Lake Tahoe. Got Google Map, but a vast no man's land wilderness out there. full tank of gas and a spare tire and money and credit card. I will not starve out in the wild, wild west. I lived few years there long ago. It's not that great. You got just as much coastline here in Calif. Oregon, too. Never drove into Oregon. Bucket list. And that is the craziness of James.
He's like a mix of being like so silly and funny and goofy, and then like, but then like obviously like just sad, sad.
Yeah, just insert those things of how depressed he is.
Right, right.
Amidst all these crazy things,
paycheck to paycheck, depression. Like, oh yeah, all this. Oh god,
so crazy.
I wonder what would make him happy.
I told him he needs to come be on the podcast.
He's yeah.
Like, oh no.
I feel like that would make him happy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Oh, the Blowjob Cafe probably make him happy.
Oh, we gotta take him there.
For sure.
I saw him the other day, and like it was my first day back. I was like heading to work, and he was like, "Where's Leo?" And I was like, "Oh, he's still in Chicago. I think he's died." And he was like, "Ah!" So funny.
Oh, man.
That crazy man.
James, dude.
Love him.
I gotta get his number.
Yeah, he watched us when we were filming that scene in the garage, and he was so fascinated by it all.
I feel like maybe whenever you feel ready, you should say, like, "Hey, James, Brian wants your number. Can he have it?"
Oh, you got to text James.
I would love to. Yeah. It sounds like a really, like, fun part of my life that I don't have that I want.
I mean, I could just give you his number, and you could just randomly text him, like, "Hey, James, this is Josh and Leo's friend Brian."
He probably would love it.
Oh, my God. It would make his day.
Okay, yeah, I might do that.
Like, "Brian? OMG, OMG, OMG."
Oh man,
we can get into reviews in a bit. I've watched a bunch of stuff this week though, so I don't know what I'm gonna choose.
Shit, some things I might review either.
Some things I might talk about because I would have too many different things to review. I've watched a lot this week.
You have?
Opposite of most weeks.
Damn it.
So what all have I watched? So I'll talk about this. I want to talk about this one more when Leo's on because we both saw it separately from each other and had some different opinions, but also some similar ones about Suicide Squad.
Oh, you both saw it?
Yeah, but not together.
Got it.
I saw it because it was like the last day it was going to be at the Vista. I was like, I'm going to go catch it. I had already heard the reviews.
Yeah.
From what I'd gathered, people said like the acting was good, but just the story was all over the place.
Yeah.
And I had found out, you know, since then that the writer director only had 6 weeks to write it and all this kind of stuff, and then they did reshoots
I heard that they recut the movie too after the bad response to Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, they tried to make it a little lighter, a little more fun.
Yeah,
and I will say they pulled that off. It definitely has a more fun feel to it. It's not as drab and like so serious as the other two movies of the recent DC movies. But I would say of the three, Man of Steel, Batman vs Superman, and this one, you know, I liked it the most just because it's the most entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I had to rewatch any of those, I've only seen each of those movies once. If I had to watch one for a second time, I would choose that one just because it's more, I don't know, interesting
to watch. Okay.
But still not great. But I think I've already been kind of like disappointed by DC movies. And so, like, I no longer have hopes up in terms of it being like a great movie.
That's a big difference, too, when you go into a movie. If you just like are expecting whatever and that's what you get, you're fine with it.
Yeah. So I was just like, it's fine. It looked cool, like their opening way of kind of introducing the different characters, just going down this roster, and you kind of see a little bit of flashback of their stories and stuff. Like, it's interesting. Still not an amazing movie, but I wasn't like mad at it. Like, the only thing that I was bummed about was that so many of the characters in it, this is the first time we've ever seen them on screen, and it seems kind of a waste to have their first debut being all as a team, and some characters don't get a lot of focus.
Right.
And I was like, you know, Killer Croc has always been one of my favorite Batman villains of all time. And I've always wanted to see him, you know, have been done justice on screen.
Yeah,
To just see him as one of like nine people. And I was just like, I wanted him to be like crazier and cooler. Like that to be a bigger moment. But like you see him in the trailer. I'm just like, all right. That's okay. So it just doesn't seem like they have the emphasis on them that I would want. You know, some of these characters to have, like, this is their first time ever seeing them, and it's just like, okay, they have like five lines.
I heard that like Will Smith was there a lot of Will Smith?
Yeah, he's like the main dude.
Yeah,
it's like a Will Smith movie.
Right.
But people are happy with it. It's been a while since we've had one of those.
Yeah.
Him and Harley are like, they have the biggest like backstory and all that kind of stuff. Everyone else Harley is just kind of like a part of the thing.
Yeah, I heard that Joker was only in a few scenes, and
yeah, I guess a lot of his stuff got cut.
Yeah,
so I guess they shot a whole lot more stuff with him.
Yeah,
and I had heard that he was pretty upset by that because he had spent whatever half a year method acting as the Joker for total screen time 7 minutes for the whole movie.
That's crazy.
Pretty nuts.
That's such a weird thing for them to do because clearly he's going to be the draw. Like, people want to see him.
Yeah.
And then he's not even barely in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an interesting take on the Joker. Not my favorite, but not so much of like his acting. More of just like the actual story of like who they made the Joker as.
Yeah.
He was more of like a mob boss kind of guy. Like, yeah, he was like super rich, driving Ferraris, wearing a bunch of jewelry.
Right.
Like, people like feared him and respected him, and like he like owned a club, and it was more like what like I think of as like for the Penguin, because he's more the businessman,
right?
And
right.
Like, you know, he owns nightclubs, and people are afraid of his power and influence he has over like that scene.
Right.
Joker's more just like crazy and chaos, but he seemed way more organized in this one. Like, he actually like was at the top of like the organized crime.
Right.
I never really thought of Joker as like a crime boss.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's never really been interested in money and
right.
all that kind of stuff in any other film or animated version of him.
Right.
So I was just like,
okay. I say it sort of went a whole new way with Joker.
Yeah, it really did. So I thought his performance was interesting. I just didn't really care for the fact that he was like a rich mob boss guy.
Did you see Drew Kordick dressed up as Joker?
Yeah, I saw some pictures online.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wasn't sure what he was doing with it, but looked great.
Yeah. Look great.
Looking real good.
But yeah, so maybe I'll see it. I don't know.
So saw that, and I'm watching. I'm several episodes in now for season 2 of Mr. Robot. And
fuck, I gotta watch that.
I really like season 1. Season 2, I feel like, is taking a little longer to kind of like get into it.
Yeah.
But because I remember each episode of season 1, like when it would end, like, oh, I got to see the next one. But this one, like, they don't have that feeling at the end of each episode.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting, but at the end of an episode, I'm like, oh, I need to see what happens next. They're not really having the whole cliffhanger aspect. It's just more like interesting.
That's a bummer because that is that works.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was like super into the first season. And I'm like intrigued with where it's going to go, but it seems like it's more of like a slower burn
for
season 2 so far. Like, it still looks just as good.
Yeah.
But yeah, each episode is not like edge of your seat moments.
I just watched the first episode so far of season 1. That's all I've seen.
Nice.
But it was good. I'm looking forward to watching it next time. I do. But I wasn't like, I don't know. It didn't like get me. I wasn't like, oh, I got better watch the next one right away or tonight when I get home from work.
Yeah. Well, I think like most episodes will end that way. I think in season 1, like, there'll be some big moments. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was good. I do want to watch the next one.
But yeah, so I'm watching that. And then
I feel like he'd be a good guy to be for Halloween.
Yeah. Black hoodie. And
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
And like, because you could like sort of do his like little, you know, he could do a little acting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, be the character because he's
socially awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Always darting his big eyes around and shit.
I watched the most recent season. I think it's season 3. I've watched all of the newest season that just came out of BoJack Horseman.
Oh, really?
And
were you happy with it?
Yep. I really like that show.
Yeah.
It's so like dark and real about some stuff, but then like super funny and like clever.
With
all the stuff they do, like the animal bits and everything. And yeah, I really, really like that show.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I watched all of the new season like in a few days.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't seen season 3 yet.
I think what I will review, so I won't go into it right now, I watched all of the another Netflix original series of The Get Down.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I'll review that, so I won't talk about that yet. But yeah, so I've been watching a bunch of stuff. Yeah, when we got back from Chicago, just wanted to kind of chill for a bit. And so I finally was able to kind of catch up and watch some stuff. And yeah.
I should do that. I need to do chill week.
I was gonna go watch Sausage Party last night, but didn't make it in time.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I wonder how that is.
Yeah, I've heard it's all right. I've heard it's a little, could be considered offensive, like racistly at some point, like some racist stereotypes of some of the different food characters, like unnecessarily so. That's the only like negative thing I've heard.
Yeah.
But looked interesting, an R-rated, you know, CGI movie.
Yeah, that part of it, that aspect seems fun.
Yeah, so I wanted to check that out last night. I just didn't make it in time.
Sounds like you were late.
I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't. The person I was going to see it with was.
Oh, so fucking. I hate people who are late all the time.
It is a pet peeve of mine. I'm pretty good at managing time and getting places there and knowing how long it takes to do stuff, and some people aren't.
Yeah. It's me. I'm one who doesn't.
Sometimes.
Sorry about that. I do hate it.
Yeah, I was waiting on you to see the movie last night.
Yeah.
Like, you're really late. Like, yeah, you got here today. Yeah. The movie was last night.
And I was late for the thing we were going to meet up for today. Yeah. I mean, that we did meet up for.
That's true.
But you were expecting that for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, no worries.
I have not watched anything except for the last episode of Game of Thrones again in Asheville. I don't know what to review.
I read a graphic novel, kind of plowed through it pretty quickly, Fight Club 2.
Oh. And didn't realize there was a 2.
Yeah. So written by Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I kind of want to reread it.
Did you read the first Fight Club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I read the first. So obviously, first I watched the movie in high school and loved it. Yeah. And then read the book in high school.
Yeah.
Also liked that a lot. And then this just came out last year, and it is a sequel to Fight Club, but it's a graphic novel. It starts off like a sequel, and then it takes some weird turns.
Oh, really?
It's like, what is happening? I was kind of confused at some points.
Yeah.
It gets really, really meta. Like,
wow.
Really meta.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Chuck Palahniuk's in it, like, as the writer, like, talking to his characters about the plot and stuff. I'm just like, whoa, this is just
That's interesting.
Really, really far out there.
Yeah.
And it goes in an area that I really didn't expect. So I was just like, when I finished it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really quite know how I feel about it, but it's interesting.
That's cool. How are the illustrations?
Artwork's good. Yeah. I like the art. They did this pretty interesting thing where, depending on what the prop is in the scene, if someone's like taking pills or if there's like flowers or something like that, there will be like big, like more like realistically drawn pills like all over the page. And they kind of block some of like the speech bubbles or the people's faces.
Oh,
it looks like someone spilled pills on the book itself. So you can't actually read all the words or see some people's faces at times. And so that was like that, or like flower petals or whatever. Yeah. It's just like another layer or metaphor.
Right.
So I kind of want to reread it at some point and like look for more stuff like that. But I could tell there's a lot of like levels in it, like layers and like thought was put into it. But just the whole meta aspect just kind of threw me for a loop. I didn't really see that happening. It'd be like, if in the first Fight Club, suddenly like David Fincher's like in there like directing them.
Right.
Kind of took me out of it. But interesting choice.
I wonder if they'll make a movie out of it.
It'd be a very strange movie. Because they even reference the first movie in this book. Like, it's playing at a theater.
Oh, so, really?
You know, Fight Club, Brad Pitt, Edward Norton. Like, it's there. Like, it exists in the world of this. Right. I'm just like, what? I was like, okay.
Huh. A lot of layers going on with old Palahniuk.
So many layers.
That was a good movie. And a good book.
Yeah, it was one of the best, I would say, book to film adaptations.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a pretty great job.
Because, they made some changes, but they weren't so extreme that it wasn't like, you're undoing some major stuff.
Right.
I feel like that's a really good one. Jurassic Park's a really good one. Those are the top two I can think of right now.
Nice, dude.
I also haven't read a ton of books.
Yeah. Top three coming later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have read a lot of books, but most of them haven't been turned into movies. I want the book I'm reading now to be turned into a movie, Shantaram. And apparently it was like about to be a movie of one time, but it didn't happen.
They're making a movie of a book I read called Ready Player One.
Mm.
And it's about video games. It was a really cool book.
Oh, cool.
I guess it's technically like a younger adult book.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a novel, but like the main character is a teenager. But I don't feel like it's aimed at teenagers like Twilight or whatever. But I enjoyed it. So supposedly they're making that into a movie.
Yeah, nice.
And the kid who played Cyclops in the latest X-Men movie, X-Men Apocalypse, like the young Cyclops,
yeah.
I guess he's going to be the lead. We'll see. It was a cool book.
Nice. What is it called?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Sweet.
So, sort of like a, I don't know, Harry Potter was like video game related instead of magic.
Right.
So that kind of feel. Underdog kid and a big
video
game.
I feel like that could
world.
Do really well.
Yep.
It's a shitload of people who play video games. So maybe they'd want to watch an entertaining movie about it.
Yeah.
If it was done right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a video game topic.
Ooh, cool.
GoldenEye for N64.
Yeah.
Got like a unofficial multiplayer remake with modern graphics. Did you watch that video?
Yeah.
Nice, brosif.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looks really awesome. Apparently, it's only for PC though. So
yeah, bummer.
Can't play it.
I can't play it.
But it's like exactly what I want. Is like I think I said it before in a podcast. This and Mario Kart 64 and WWF No Mercy to be like remades. They look good.
Yeah, just remastered.
Yeah, and it looks so dope. If I was you and I was listening, so if I was no one. I would look up the 007 remake and watch the video. It's super cool.
Yeah, I watched that video when we were in Chicago.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, maybe we watched it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm remembering. I have a bad memory.
Jogging that memory.
Alcohol. Yeah. And drugs.
And life.
Yeah. It's life, man. It chicks.
Trauma.
Yeah, trauma.
So much trauma just messing up my memories. Any other tops?
Not really.
We can pick a letter and do one round of alphabet tops.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That sounds great.
Okay. What letter you want to do?
Well, let's say a letter on three. Ready?
Yeah, well, you say a letter on three.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming they're going to be different letters.
Probably. It's one in 26 chance.
And then we'll play the game again, but like whatever letter I said, you have to say a word for that.
And vice versa?
Word for your letter.
Cool.
Okay, so right now we're saying a letter on three.
Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three. R. Nice.
Okay.
HR, home run. Ooh. Human resources.
It's true.
High roller.
Ooh, yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to now say a thing for R, and you're going to say a thing for
H. Okay, cool. Yeah, that thing that just happened was just because it came to my mind, yeah.
Just mind melding.
So I'm doing H, and you're doing R.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, so we didn't have to mind meld at all. This game is the opposite of mind meld.
It really is. Mind separating.
Yeah. All right, I have H.
Okay.
That makes me think of, I guess, hallucinogens.
Ooh.
Yeah, that comes to mind. I was going through my current jewelry box.
Ooh.
Because I was getting out a new chain for this thing I wear. And that's also where I'm currently keeping mushrooms that I have.
Sweet.
That I haven't finished. And so I had to move them to get to the jewelry, and I smelled them, and it made me want to do them.
I've never done mushrooms.
They're real fun.
Let's do them right now.
Perfect, because I brought them.
Let's do them tonight at the screening.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Oh, you'll freak out.
Yeah. I'm not going to give any of the details away, but
right. Tonight. Screening, you said?
Yeah, it was a screening tonight. Back, I don't know, months and months ago, I filmed an episode
of it was a while ago,
TV
huh?
show. Yeah. And tonight is the premiere. And I don't know what it's going to be like, so I have not made any announcements prior to watching it. So tonight we're going to get maybe messed up, maybe not. Maybe just order some food and just watch it and laugh, and we'll see how it turns out. It's a drama, and that's something I don't normally do. And
this is going to be great.
Yeah. So I
somebody else mentioned that they saw the
People are seeing the trailer.
Yep,
for
the
it,
trailer. Yep.
So
this is going to be so good.
Oh man, it's going to be funny.
Can you? So this is, we're recording this on Wednesday.
This will go up on Friday.
Goes up on Friday, yeah. So nobody even knows right now.
Yeah, exactly. So by the time that you hear this, you know, I will have already watched it and laughed. Yeah.
God, I can't wait.
It's gonna be something else.
It's gonna be something else. Yeah.
And I think I've kind of talked about, I mentioned this before in a previous episode. Like now, I kind of understand why shows like this can come across as like cheesier acting and right. stuff, because there's literally no time to rehearse.
The
first time in every scene was like one or two takes, and then we just move on because it's such a tight time schedule,
right?
So literally the first time I'm saying these lines out loud to the other actor, the cameras are rolling and you do it once or twice and then that's it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I have no idea, like, you know, cause usually it takes a little while to kind of get into it, find the beats, find the rhythm, find, you know,
and it takes time character. To like listen and react to the other actor and form a relationship.
It usually takes several times doing that. You know, that's why usually there's rehearsals of things before, but you know, we basically filmed the rehearsal and that was it.
God,
so
awesome.
And your first take, you know, first time doing something, usually kind of flat, or it might be, you know, especially if it's a drama, can come across cheesy. So this is something dramatic I don't normally do, but also had to do like an accent, like a southern accent, but like a Kentucky one. And so,
God,
like,
I cannot wait for this.
So that could also add to like the cheesiness of my acting. So I'm like really curious to see.
This is gonna be real
the
good.
The final result.
Cannot fucking wait. Cannot wait. Oh, very exciting.
But once I've seen it, and then I might share it online.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know about it. It's too good. What do you got? R.
Oh yeah, R. I was thinking reptiles.
Oh sweet.
Yeah. Did you ever have any pet reptiles growing up?
No. I had a turtle. Is that a reptile?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had a turtle when I was when I was a kid. It was one of my first pets. Red-eared slider, I think, with little red stripes on the
side of
his
head. The one I had. It was really, it was my brother's, but it was kind of both of ours.
His name was Kuis.
Kuis?
Yeah, I made it up. Made up the name.
Kuis.
When I was a kid, I kind of made up our pets' names.
Oh, okay.
Like, made up names that weren't names.
What else did you have besides Kuis?
I had a cat named Camellia.
Camellia?
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah. But that, what word? What is that? What word? Not a name?
I don't think so.
But I made it up.
Camellia.
Camellia. That was her name.
Boom.
Just made it up on the car ride home. Kuis. I remember he ate lettuce.
Yeah.
Anytime I smell like a head of lettuce, like iceberg, like I have one in the fridge right now, like making sandwiches, like just the smell of just lettuce like
makes
that.
Makes you think about eating your turtle.
Yeah. When I ate my turtle.
Yeah.
These are amphibians, but we used to catch frogs a lot when I was a kid. A bunch of frogs would be around my house. That was always fun.
I went through a phase where I really wanted newts.
Oh, newts.
Yeah.
I had a snake when I was
like, God, snakes are so scary.
Like a ball python. He was all right.
Yeah.
He was, not super friendly.
Guess what my turtle's name was? Well, my brother's, who was, it was sort of mine, but
was it one of the Ninja Turtles?
Yep.
Sweet. Michelangelo?
Come on, Red Stripes, we just talked about this.
Oh, nice, Leonardo.
Yeah. So we had Leonardo the turtle, he was pretty great.
Oh, awesome.
I had a pet mouse once too, obviously not a reptile or an amphibian, but.
Yeah, Splinter?
Or
was he a biker mouse from Mars?
No, neither of those two, but I did, what's that story, like that book that you read when you were a kid that had a mouse?
If you give a mouse a cookie, Stuart Little.
Yeah, I think his name was Stuart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We named him after some mouse that was already a mouse name that was popular.
Fievel.
Maybe Fievel, yeah. Or you know what? I think it might have been
Jerry.
Jerry. We called him Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. My dad built him. Oh, it was probably Mickey. My dad built him a cage underneath a desk. Uh-huh. So like he used the desk as a desk, and then underneath it was this like glass. You know, it had not cage, but I don't know. It was glass.
Yeah.
And he had like little, like a ramp and
all
shit.
Those tubes. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I must have
had
mice Stuart
at one point. Maybe had gerbils.
You had gerbils?
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to see a snake just like eat a what like a mouse whole.
Yeah, we would feed mice to our snake. My friend Seth
was it alive?
Snake. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw the snake's house, but I didn't see the snake the other day.
Oh he got out.
He did?
No.
Oh shit.
Gotten out before.
Who did he kill?
A few roommates.
Oh, we forgot about Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh yeah, was his name Speedy Gonzalez?
No.
Speaking of racist stereotype cartoons.
Yeah, that probably shouldn't be a cartoon. I don't know. Let's go with Stuart.
Okay. Oh,
nope. It was Ralph.
Oh, how did you find this out?
I can't remember.
What famous mouse is Ralph?
Did he drive the mouse and the motorcycle.
I was just about to say, did he drive a vehicle?
Because yeah.
That reminds me of like a series of books where there was like a mouse like riding a car, a motorcycle, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. I remember reading that book as a kid.
Boom. I think his name really was Ralph, not Stuart. But I have just the worst memory ever.
I have better memory for like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
For things that happened.
Oh, I forgot about Mighty Mouse too.
Man.
We forgot
a lot of famous mice. A lot of famous mice.
There's so many great mice.
There's mice and the Secret of Nim.
There's Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh yeah.
God, I want pizza.
Me too.
We should have pizza when we watch you.
I think we're going to have to counteract the...
All right, cool. We'll get some pizza.
Some sweet za. Oh, I guess we'll talk about the Chicago. So, you got a tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a new tattoo while in Chicago. Another teaser. We'll talk about it next week. Bitches.
Bum, bum, bum.
Smack down your boners.
Smack them right down. All right, so I guess we'll do some reviews.
Yeah. I got to think of what to review, though, so maybe you should go first.
Okay. Then you can throw it to me.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
Can you do me a quick fave?
Real quick.
And give me a three-word review of... I forgot already.
The Get Down.
Yeah, The Get Down. Three-word review of The Get Down, followed by a... What's The Get Down about?
It's about 1970s Bronx, the emerging of like the DJ hip-hop scene and
nice.
Disco and street art and stuff like that.
Cool. All right. Josh, can you please give me a three-word review of The Get Down, followed by a New York meow.
Uh-huh. You got it.
Thanks, man.
Impressive set story. Hey, hey. Yo. Meowing over here.
That was exactly what I wanted it to be. Oh, man. Perfect.
So The Get Down, the reason why I initially started watching the first episode is because I, not well, but I know the lead actor in it.
Oh, right.
And we were in an acting class together when pretty soon after I moved to LA with you and Leo and Rab. So I was taking an acting class there, and I was easily the oldest person in that class. Most of them were like high school or maybe early college.
Was it acting for teens?
No, but they're the school where I went to the class is now just kids. Little, but I don't know, 8 years old, 10 years old kids.
Pretty little.
Yeah. They just kind of geared that because they had like several classes that were just kids. And I think they're getting a lot of success with that. And so now that they don't even have the adult class anymore.
Damn.
So he was in an audition technique class. I'll go ahead and plug it. It was Gray Studios. And so I was taking an audition technique
Thank
class
Thank you
there.
So much to our sponsor of episode 45, Gray Studios.
Hell yeah.
Acting for kids.
And so I was in the adult class, but still most of the, you know, quote unquote adults were, you know, it was just 18 and older. And so they were on the 18 yeah. side. And so I remember this guy, and he was funny. Usually all of his scenes are more comedic. It would be stuff because he has a very young look. And so a lot of his thing, because they would give us scenes based on like what we would actually could audition for currently. Yeah. So a lot of his stuff was like Disney TV show scenes and Nickelodeon TV, lighthearted comedy stuff. Right. Never really saw him do anything more dramatic, but this is like a dramatic thing. And so that's my first word was impressive, because I'm really impressed by his acting, because I've never seen him do anything like this. It's probably going to be the opposite effect when I watch my screening tonight.
But who knows? Who knows?
I could blow the doors down with my powerful performance. But so
Is
I was really
this Baz Luhrmann, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baz Luhrmann show.
So it probably looks awesome, which I'm sure you'll get into.
Yeah. And I heard it's like the most expensive Netflix show ever made.
Oh, wow.
It was like $120 million.
Damn. And,
which is part of the impressive as well, just because the overall production value of it, which actually the next two things. So set, like this actually has like real set pieces and stuff. Doesn't look like a bunch of green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it looks like a movie that was made in the 1970s as well.
That's awesome.
You know, that's where it takes place. But actually looks like the types of like film quality of movies and stuff, like the camera angles and stuff like that, reminds me of as if it was from the 70s. And then
that's awesome to really capture that instead of like try to do it and not get the whole feel.
Yeah,
you know?
So I feel like they really nailed the feel of it, and then story as well, because I actually was really drawn into the show itself. So I watched the whole thing. Six
it's
episodes.
A series. Okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah, this was they don't call it season one, they call it part one. But so it's six episodes. The first one's 90 minutes, and the other episodes are all an hour. And season two will come out. Part two will come out 2017. There's like a quick teaser for it.
Oh,
once
cool.
You finish it. So it is officially.
It's, sorry, HBO or Netflix?
Netflix.
Netflix, right.
And, but yeah, I was actually really invested in the storylines and everything and wanted to know what was going to happen next. I watched it all two or three days and I really liked it. So if I know there's like a show or a movie or something that someone that I kind of know is involved, I want to watch it.
Hell
just,
yeah.
Just support.
Support.
But I legitimately would want to have watched that show regardless if I knew anyone in it.
That's
not.
Awesome.
I don't know if I would have made myself watch it so quickly right when it came out, but I, you know, had been seeing stuff because he'd been posting about it on Facebook and everything. So, I'll check it out. And I was like, oh, wow, this is actually like really, really well done. And
yeah, Baz Luhrmann's shit always like looks so cool.
Yeah, I loved like Moulin Rouge and stuff like that. But yeah, so I highly recommend The Get Down.
Sweet. I'm going to check that shit out.
And do you know what you are reviewing it?
Yes, I'm going to review a hilarious little web series I saw called Virus Got Me.
You saw this one, huh? Sweet. I've heard good things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've only watched the first episode, but
God,
I'm excited about
it. Was great.
Brian.
Yeah.
Can you please give us all a three-word review of the hit web series Virus Got Me, starring a very talented young man who I kind of know as well.
Oh, cool.
Not super well, but that's why I watched the first episode.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
But I just need to watch the rest.
They're only like 2 minutes long, so it won't even take that long.
Followed by a very, very, very sick meow.
Absolutely, Josh.
Thank you.
Original, hilarious, and more.
That was disgusting.
I was sick. I was really sick.
You're really sick.
Nobody sounds pretty when they're sick.
Multiple ways.
It's not gross.
Different types of sick.
Yeah, different types of sick. It's one of those words where you can, like, you decide what it means.
Yeah, sick as in you were unhealthy, sick as in disgusting, and sick as in sick, bruh.
Sick, bruh. That was my initial, but then the sick thing started coming out. The other sick thing.
All the other sicks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, guys, wow. You guys got to check out Virus Got Me. I mean, it's just, it's like clearly just like one dude, not a lot of resources, didn't have a lot of money to spend, but it still looks okay. You know, he did the best with what he had.
Yeah.
And he thought he would just drop like a quick eight episode, 2 minutes, you know, because nobody wants to watch something too long. So
no way.
You can plow through them real quick, and they get better after episode one. Episode one was fine. Episode two, fine.
Yeah, I think when I watched, there was only one episode.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then I think I was out of town when other stuff started coming out.
Yeah, we were out of town for sure. Keep on watching.
Oh, for
and,
sure.
And so what? Original, yeah. I haven't seen anything like this. hilarious. I mean, laugh out loud, you know? Mm-hmm. Laugh out loud. And more, because, like, please give me more, you know?
Yeah.
And I bet if enough people watch and positively respond and stuff, he'll probably make some more.
I hope so. So I feel like each episode I can guarantee I know of one person who probably commented on every single one.
Yes.
Positively.
Yes.
Same person who sends you jewelry in the mail.
Yes. I'm lucky to have this support system in my life. Done it for you.
Oh, Teaser. I finally got to meet in real life.
Another Chicago Teaser.
For the first time.
Fuck. You guys can't wait for next week.
Oh, man. You guys, it's going to blow your mind.
It's going to be nuts. So, yeah. Go ahead and check that out. I think the website is www.youtube.com/BCK205. I'm pretty sure. Check it out.
Why 205?
That was like one of the guys, apartment numbers like three different times in his life. So then I don't know, whatever, he was making cool usernames every once in a while and did that.
Sweet.
I can't change it. I wanted to change it, but it won't let me. That's it.
So check it out, you fools.
Check it out, fools.
Well, I think that's going to do us for this episode.
That's a wrap.
So I am one of your hosts. I am Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze. That is me. And Leo, who is not here for this episode, you can find him on Twitter at Kovalik317 and on Twitch at twitch.tv/Kovalik317 or LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct, I believe.
Sweet. So go find him.
Go find him. I am your third host, Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK and on my website, youtube.com/BCK205. And I think that's it.
And collectively, this is Normally Normal. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm or normallynormal.com or email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com for all information regarding the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, which, God willing, this is the first time where I set it up and it doesn't actually sound completely awful.
Yeah, cannot wait.
I think it's going to sound just fine.
Here's hoping it doesn't.
Yep. Keep that streak going. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to episode 45.
Until next week, bye.
Bye. Adios. From the Spanish thing we talked about earlier. It's a callback.
Yeah, I know. I was just debating if I should say we be sucking kids' dicks.
I thought you were confused.
No, I was just like, should I say it?
You should. Well, you did.
Yeah. I mean, we be.
Thanks, kids.